So Axis Pipe and Tube. And Bill Oliver, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And in fact, I'm with Steve Manchester, one of the executives that you heard from a few moments ago. And Steve, appreciate the willingness to visit for a couple of minutes. And the name Axis, where did that come from?
Axis Pipe and Tube was developed by Perlamza, and it was not come up by me. Francisco Garza is actually the person that came up with the name.
The choice of Brian out of how many being considered?
There was approximately 25 sites we looked at all over Louisiana, Texas, and Brian stood out amongst the final three, and then we narrowed it down to Brian as the final one, and we're very happy with our choice.
And what stood out about Brian?
The people, first of all. We were very welcomed, more welcome than any other community. The community, the county, the city, the incentives here were wonderful. The people were wonderful. The workforce here, everybody we met in the process was very gracious, and it was very impressive.
Bill, the timeline.
And so often, and the timeline, when did Perlamza first consider an expansion beyond Monterey, beyond Laredo? I understand you have a manufacturing plant. When did the genesis of this begin?
The search for property began last June, actually. And we started flying around looking at property last June and decided on Brian in about November.
The construction timeline was talked about briefly, going to get started as quickly as possible, as if we now have heavy machinery headed towards the business park as we speak.
Well, that might be a little misleading. We still have to finish the purchase and sale of the property, but we're well on our way. We should close here in the next 45 days with the EDF. And once the closing is done, of course, then we can start site work on the property. So hopefully within 45 days, we'll be able to start doing some site work.
And you mentioned end of the year, completion of the buildings and production starting second quarter next year?
Roughly, the building should be finished, the shell, the structure, by about December or January, and then the equipment will be moved in and installed, and that will take till about July of next year, and then, of course, you'll have some commissioning and so on and so forth. So about July, August of next year, it should be producing some product.
And when do we start seeing the Help Wanted advertisements go out, and what's the basic skill set are you looking for?
Oh, the skill set is very varied. Everybody from forklift drivers to accountants to HR to computer operators, IT. 285 jobs is a lot of jobs to fill. And we are in the process of renting local offices and setting up an HR director to start the hiring process here in the next couple months. So I expect by July, August, we should be seeing some signs and articles in the newspaper and ads coming up. And it'll be a process that'll take the next 6-8 months.
Well, don't forget Brian Broadcasting and those Help Wanted ads. We can certainly help you out. Steve Manchester, thank you so much for the visit.
Thank you.